While the tax rate stays steady, the amount the property tax will raise is slated to go up as values rise. The county executive says costs are going up because of Albany changing the rules of criminal justice, raising the costs of the Board of Elections, and lowering what's paid to ease the budget effect of the closing of the NRG power plant in Dunkirk. Borrello's biggest blast at Albany revolves around casino cash, which hasn't been coming from state government because of the dispute over the state share of casino revenue, which is supposed to be sent to local municipalities.
Even though the dispute is ongoing, those payments are the state's obligation to the municipalities and should not be affected by negotiations between the state and the Seneca Nation. To date, the state is in arrears to Chautauqua County to the tune of about $2.2 million. That will increase to about $3 million next year. So after 3 years of delays and broken promises, we have chosen not to budget for this funding in the coming year.
Borrello may have a different angle on these issues in the not-distant future, since he's running for the state Senate seat vacated when Kathy Young resigned to take a job with Cornell University. If he's elected, that means someone else will govern based on the proposed budget and what the county legislature does with it. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.